Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The United Nations again insults Israel. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, it's no surprise that the UN is at it again with its anti-Israel, frankly, anti-Semitic resolutions and rhetoric. This time, it's the UN Economic and Social Council, and it approved by an overwhelming vote a resolution 40-2 that targets only Israel for alleged violations of women's rights, yet does not include other countries like Iran, Saudi Arabia, Yemen, and Pakistan, just to name a few. The only dissenting votes were the United States and Canada. That's the only two, 40-2. Matt, this UN and this council in particular, but the UN in general, has long since become a bankrupt, useless institution that is politically motivated without question and anti-Israel as well as anti-Semitic.
It's an anti-Semitic clown show that we see there. I mean, there's no other way to put it. I mean,
send in the clowns.
that they would ignore these nations that impose with, you know, caning if women are not uncovered or if they stand too close to a man, that are under the jackbooted heel of Sharia law, that they would just ignore the raw abuses of women's rights and the misogyny that occurs systemically in these Islamic states, these Islamic nations, and go after Israel, the freest of all nations in the entire Middle East, the most democratic and the most free in terms of the rights of women. It defies logic, it defies reason, and it betrays, as you point out, Matt, that there is an anti-Semitic agenda alive and well within the UN.
Yeah, do these people not read? I mean, look at the 2018 Global Gender Gap Report, okay? The worst countries that are the worst abusers of women's rights, Saudi Arabia, Iran, Pakistan, Dominican Republic, Congo, how come
they all ranked in the top 10?
Those weren't addressed in this.
All ranked in the top 10 worst countries in 2018. This was a report put together by the World Economic Forum, and of course, this is the UN Economic Social Council. So, this is the UN Economic and Social Council, and they ignored a report. They didn't create this.
Yeah.
But a report by the World Economic Forum, and they talk about the worst abusers of women in the world, and Saudi Arabia, Iran, Pakistan, the DR Congo, they're all part of this list just last year, 2018, but not a word about them. They had 20 items for their 2018-2019 agenda. Only one, item number 16, was against Israel, and it focuses on condemning a specific country. All the other focus areas concerning global topics such as disaster relief assistance and the use of science and technology for development, none of those were related to a particular country. It was related to economics, if you will. Much of the resolution did not deal with women's rights, but instead it included anti-Israel rhetoric, accusing Israel of numerous crimes and alleged violations of human rights.
So there's really the bottom line right there.
Yeah.
Slam Israel. Yeah.
The resolution. Yeah. And slam Israel. Right. And it repeats this fiction about so-called occupation. The resolution says that Israel's policies reaffirms that the Israeli occupation remains a major obstacle for Palestinian women and girls with regard to the fulfillment of their rights and their advancement, self-reliance, and integration in the development of their society. So the entire premise of the resolution is based on the fiction that is so-called Israeli occupation.
Yeah, and it completely ignores how the Palestinian Authority treats its women, or how Hamas treats its women. Hamas controls Gaza, that Gaza Strip along the Mediterranean. And the Palestinian Authority is over on the other side of Israel in Ramallah. And they have human rights violations that are consistent against their people, but particularly also against women.
Yeah, the patriarchal society they have over there, women are basically just property.
They're property. And in fact, and that's the way it is throughout much of the Middle East. Israel is the only democratic society in all of the Middle East where people of different religions have freedom of religion. And in fact, you know, there is a factory. It's in the Judea-Samaria, the biblical Judea-Samaria area, what people today, with their political ideology, would call the West Bank. And it's owned by a Jewish owner. And in this factory, it makes various kinds of down pillows and other kinds of things. There are Jews and people that would identify themselves as Palestinians working side by side. There's Arab Muslims and Jews from different walks of life working side by side in the same factory. And they have the ability to be able to gain economic income. And this is all there in what they would call the occupied territory. The occupied territory. And, you know, if you want to use this rhetoric, it's really political rhetoric, Matt, because the United States, if you use this logic, would be an occupier of America. Virtually every country in the world would be, quote, an occupier if they had some previous conflict with another country or people and then ultimately set up their own country or renamed their country. They would all be called occupiers.
The UN decry the United States occupation of Houston or the United States occupation of Sacramento.
Yeah, and you take, for example, look at Syria, look at Jordan. Are they occupiers? Do they ever refer to them as occupiers? No, not at all. Well, those are recent constructs in the 1920s. There was no previous Syria where it is now. There is no previous Jordan. There was these countries were created by France. That's why in Syria you have the language of Arabic and French. That's why in some of the other countries in the Middle East you have their language of Arabic and English, because they were under the control of Great Britain. Before that, they were occupied, they were controlled by the Ottoman Empire. And before that, you go on back. I mean, this whole idea of an occupier is absolute nonsense. And so what we want to do is certainly pray for Israel. It's hard to imagine having a country as small as Israel is, less than the size of New Jersey. And yet it's one of the top 10 most innovative countries in the world. And there's around 200 plus countries in the world, and yet it's in the top 10 of all countries. It's in the very top in terms of business technology, innovation, and much more, education, and so much more. And yet it is surrounded by hundreds of millions of individuals in the Middle East and countries that literally want to do nothing but destroy it. It's hard to imagine if we were surrounded, if we were some little tiny speck on the planet, and all of the super large countries around us wanted nothing to do but destroy us. And you know what? If you look through history and you don't believe in miracles, all you have to do is study the history of Israel and the Jewish people. How is it that this country has survived? How is it that it's just over 70 years old in modern time when it became a modern state again in 1948. How is it that it's become a world leader? How is it that it's so small? And yet it is such an advanced country leading the world, including the United States, in some of our areas of technology, business, agriculture, research, R&D. It's because of God's blessing.
It's only God. Chosen land.
If you don't believe in miracles,
yeah,
all you do is study the history of Israel. How is it that they continue to exist?
His precious treasure.
And America has been one of the best allies of Israel, and we need to continue to fight for it. We have a ministry called Christians in Defense of Israel. The website is cidisrael.org. cidisrael.org. And we also have an email. If you want to receive emails specific to Israel, you can go to cidisrael.org or go to lc.org, and you can sign up for that particular email. It's one of many options that you have so that you can not only be informed, but you can be a voice for Israel and the Jewish people and stand on the right side of history. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.